In the lower deck of the ship, Huo Tuxin and Wu Yuan are still playing cats and mice. No one has ever seen marriages made by girls. Why Shen Yan is interesting. As long as Wu Yuan and Huo Tuxin get married, he will naturally be able to rest assured. Wu Yuan grabbed Huo Tuxin's head and slammed down to the ground, worshipping heaven and earth. The silver makeup on the top looked at the chasing and fighting below, and finally came down to make peace. I have to say that Wai Shengyan's method is really disgusting. Wai Shengyan felt that not only did he not kill Huo Tuxin, but instead helped Wu Yuan succeed in chasing after him. Huo Tuxin, for a man, sleeping with Wu Yuan can get the spirit stone to save his daughter. This deal is very cost-effective. Wai Shengyan was almost crazy. He was wondering if he Lingxi gave Yin Zhuang, she would still marry him. Yin Zhuang may still think that getting married is nothing more than a transaction brought by the spirit stone. Wu Yuan also came because of the spirit stone. These people were pinched by the micro-life ink stone, and they had their own reasons willingly, and Huo Tuxin punched it up. This person is really disgusting. Wai Shengyan was hurt, but he kindly told Huo Tuxin not to let Wu Yuan down, but he fainted again with a punch. Wu Yuan held Huo Tuxin's hand. Wei Shengyan and Yin Zhuang also put on bright red dresses. He finally worshipped the world with Yin Zhuang as he wished. Wu Yuan was with Huo Tuxin, and he was holding silver makeup. Arms. It's just a pity, this is just a dream that Bailey made for him, everyone outside the dream is awake, thanks to Huo Tuxin's punch just now. When he woke up to find that reality and dreams were closely connected, he thought that he was really married to Yin Zhuang in the bridal chamber, and when he got the Lingxi, he would have to say something else. Yin Zhuang realized that both of them were acting just now, and she left the next plan to act, but this was just lying to Wai Shengyan. On the second day, Wu Yuan and Huo Tuxin were still thinking about how to make Wei Shengyan feel suspicious. In fact, there is no need to worry at all. As long as Yin Zhuang plays well, everything will be fine. Wei Shengyan woke up from a dream one night, but Yin Zhuang actively called Bailey out. Wei Shengyan understood what was going on. He even ate the same thing twice in a row. I don't know if he should be infatuated or stupid. Wu Yuan and Huo Tuxin didn't understand why Yin Zhuang told Wai Shengyan the truth, and what good was it for her? Wai Shengyan once pushed Huo Tuxin on the flying fish boat for the first time. At that time, it would be great if Huo Tuxin died. Yin Zhuang would not like Huo Tuxin. Wu Yuan, no, everyone is living a happy life. Yin Zhuang realized that there was something wrong with Wai Shengyan. She had already made a promise that she would marry Wai Shengyan, so what he was doing again? Wei Shengyan wants to die by Huo Tuxin, so he will jump off the flying fish boat now. If he dies, Ling Long will rescue him. Wai Shengyan made a deal with all three of them with the He Lingxi. Huo Tuxin's deal was Ling Long's life. He didn't hesitate and jumped down. Yin Zhuang exhausted all his thoughts and couldn't stop the falling Huo Tuxin. The only thing that was useful was to stop for a while when he was about to land, which slowed the impact, but this height was also enough to hold one. People fell and died. Huo Tuxin landed, Wu Yuan pushed the crowd away and rushed up. Huo Tuxin's nose was bloody, and Wu Yuan was distressed. When Yin Zhuang and Wei Shengyan arrived, the last thing Wu Yuan wanted to see was Yin Zhuang. If she didn't follow the plan, how could Huo Tuxin jump off the ship? Wai Shengyan just sighed slightly at these that Huo Tuxin was not dead yet and Yin Zhuang was about to marry him. How could this make him feel relieved?